What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and musical mystery.
And I'm Jake. Oh, whoops. I thought you were done.
I was just going to say, come with me.
Oh, okay.
And you'll see a world of true mysteries. There you go.
Oh, there we go. And I'm Jay Clone 99.
Dumbest things we do. All right. We're just going to have like a little potluck for this Wednesday episode. Just there's so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just take a half hour and talk about it. Oh, gosh.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Real quick, you ready for the Patreon ice fishing trip?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I'm excited.
I guess I'm ready. I mean, I still got to get all my warm clothes packed up, but other than that, I'm mentally ready.
Are you?
I think so.
Casino trip, and maybe we'll even night ice fish a little bit.
Ooh, night. Oh, all right, maybe.
Why not?
I better have a hot pepperoni roll stuffed in my jacket.
There you go.
It's the only way I'll do it.
The Franks always bring the pepperoni rolls. It happens when you live in West Virginia.
I think so, and they're good, too.
But no, a lot. I mean, what do you want to talk about first? There's been a lot going on, including the government trying to actively kill me.
Probably. I mean, there's a lot going on between the drones, the people, a lot of people just getting sick randomly this time. Like, not randomly, but all together at the same time with different weird symptoms.
I do want to say thank you to Santa a couple weeks ago coming on the show and reading Christmas Story to the kids.
Thank you,
Santa. That was very nice. It was
taking time out of his busy schedule.
Highly enjoyed.
Yes.
I got a lot of good messages about it.
Well, good.
They said that was a very special thing to do on Christmas. Because we didn't want to do a full episode because you shouldn't be listening to the podcast on Christmas.
Right, yeah, you need to spend it with family.
But that way there's still, we had, you know, something for the algorithm and something for...
Everyone listening that just needs, likes hearing, having us in their ears.
When you're on your favorite podcast and Santa comes on is pretty exciting.
Pretty special.
All right, so let's just touch the drone thing again, because I know the DW guys, which by the way, we produce a we produce a conspiracy podcast for a couple of guys called DW Conspiracy Shack. Go check it out if you want all the conspiratorial things with food and government. And
right. We post a link on, in each episode description, so you can find it there if you're searching for that kind of material.
So they did a full episode on the UFO stuff in New Jersey, and there's more happening. I think it was funny because the podcast I listened to was talking about how it's just the normal flight traffic over New Jersey.
Yeah.
They thought that they were saying that it was completely wrong, in my opinion, because they were just tracking some of these lights. And there's always, you know, people that are showing lights at our planes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, see, if you look up these three lights, like they're planes, you can follow the flight log. Yeah, there is a giant airport there.
Okay, but now what about these 130 other ones?
The ones that are crashing into buildings.
We don't talk about that.
And they're not bad. They're just, I think they were uninformed.
Okay, fair enough.
Because they don't really, they're not a conspiracy podcast, or they're a comedy podcast. You know, they don't do anything with this stuff.
Right, yeah.
There's just, one of them lives close by, so they were just talking about it.
Yeah, they were forced to, kind of.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen people talk about the spikes. Like, people taking out their own Geiger counters and getting spikes in radiation around New Jersey. But I don't know if it's true. Like, you can do stuff to make a Geiger counter jump for a camera.
Oh, I mean, all you got to do is just throw it in front near the Ohio River and it'll start spiking.
But I know you can do, like, I think if you put, I can't remember what it is. You can put something in front of them to make them spike.
Or if like a magnet would work.
It's right on the sensor.
Yeah.
So you can trick the sensor and it'll go crazy.
I don't believe that stuff. And I don't believe anything I see like on the internet anymore.
And it was, I can't remember. I think it was Hollow Sky. Oh, no, maybe I'm Believing in the Bizarre. We just did an interview with those guys. Mm-hmm. Super nice guys.
Yeah, awesome.
Check out Believing in the Bizarre podcast.
Yes.
Another Ohio boys.
That's right.
But they did the same thing. You remember that general that was holding the Roswell crash stuff?
Yes.
There's an NYPD officer holding one of these drones up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same picture. So they did it. They put them both together.
They're recreating them.
And there's like, yeah.
Just like with that the police perp walk photo with that. You know, I'm not going to, he who shall not, well, that Luigi guy.
You can say, we're not going to talk about it on this
show. We're not going to talk about it. But they showed, you know, the picture of him walking, you know, in cuffs with the police. It's the exact same thing as the Lee Harvey Oswald photo. He's wearing the same exact clothes. He's wearing the same clothes Lee Harvey Oswald wore.
So we may be getting to some, like, ritual stuff.
Something's going on funky. It's not normal. It's not organic. It's not just happening normal.
Yeah.
A red sweater with a collared shirt underneath it that, I'm sorry, but... It's the same photo.
Well, like I said, we're not going to get into Luigi stuff.
No, it's just
go listen to DW Conspiracy Shack
for that. Yeah, those guys
talk about Luigi.
Yes, no problem.
In various ways,
but that's just weird. It's too weird to be a coincidence, in my opinion. And those are signs. And to me, those are signs, just like something to pay attention to. Like when these things, events happen over the world, you know, that's kind of affects our lives majorly, our major ways, our major stories, just to pay attention to the patterns that emerge.
I really wonder how much of this is ritual.
Well, with something like that,
ritual magic in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because but with the UFO stuff, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. People are shooting them down. Don't shine laser pointers in the air. Because that's a crime.
Yeah, it's
a federal crime.
Especially if it's an actual plane piloting people, you can hurt a lot of people doing that.
Probably shouldn't shoot at them either.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Because I did find a video of somebody shooting at a plane.
See, that's bad.
Because they were like, oh, there's a light, you know, because they're, you know,
yeah,
there are drones, there are stuff, you know, people are really on edge, they're living underneath this stuff.
Yeah.
They're, in my opinion, I think they're 100% man made. I think even.
Oh, for sure.
Did you see the one being chased by the fighter jet?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, that wasn't in New Jersey. It was like, it may have been Ohio.
Because
They're starting to branch out over some other large cities.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an orb. It was like a big metallic, like that fake looking metal ball.
Yeah.
That we've seen a couple times. Going, I mean, not crazy fast. But fast enough that a jet was falling behind it. But like at slow speed, right? It wasn't like the jet was, they weren't ripping at 700 to 800 right. miles an hour.
Yeah, past the speed of sound.
Yeah, they were, I mean, I don't know how fast they were going, but slow for those things.
Right, yeah.
But just following it, just tailing it. It just, I don't know, the whole thing seems manufactured. Maybe there is real craft in the mix.
There could be.
I really don't know.
But what do you mean by real craft? What do you mean by that?
Not directly human-made, I guess.
Okay.
Whatever the other side of UFOs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about the other, whether they're interdimensional, or whether they're government demons, fae, I don't know.
Because
organic creatures being confused by all the lights.
Right, yeah. A mix of all of it, yeah.
So, I don't know. I really don't know. And I know people are getting sick of it because people are that live there being told not to shoot at them. But they're not telling them what they are.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you shouldn't shoot at them.
But if in a government official, but like an authority figure tells you, hey, don't shoot at these things that we are flying over your head. Well, what are they? Well, we don't know. Well, do you have any idea? Nope. But don't shoot them.
Congress, I think it was Congress.
It was Congress, yeah.
Calling in the FBI research or CIA. It was somebody that's like in New York looking into this stuff.
Right. And they, someone in the military, in the government.
Yeah. Was like, no idea. Like, really? And I think that was Congress was like, really?
Yeah. I think it was Senator Hawley, maybe.
Was like, really? You really don't know? Any idea? Like, you don't even have to tell us what they are, but you don't know what they are? Nope. Don't know.
Nope. No idea.
Then we would be blasting these things out of the sky.
Absolutely.
With fire jets.
Absolutely. Just like with that stupid balloon earlier in the year.
If they really did not know what it was,
it would not be flying.
It would not be over a major metropolitan area.
Or military bases, or just everywhere over our country.
The U.S. is very good at protecting our military bases.
Right, yeah.
At all costs.
So if they're up there, that only indicates me one thing. It's our stuff, because we want it up there, or else it wouldn't be up there.
Like I said, I've heard every thought from it. Them testing out some new facial recognizing data where they picked a major metropolitan area and let's say they have 100,000 people. They spied on them, whatever. So they have their daily routes mapped out before they did this experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're testing these drones to see if they can do the same thing without being manned, essentially.
Ooh, like you just made me think of something. In the beginning of the movie Running Man.
Oh, it's called a Turing test, but.
A Turing test?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just to test AIs and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You already know the results.
Okay.
So they spent human man hours mapping, let's say, 100,000 individuals in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're testing the AI flying these drones to see if they can do the same thing.
See how accurate it is.
They already have the data.
Right.
They already know what the result will be. So they want to see if they can get the same result.
Right.
Because then it proves that's called a Turing test.
And they know it works.
Oh, yeah. So go on, what were you saying?
In the beginning of the movie Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, there's a, you know, right in the very beginning, he's over a city and there's a big protest going on, basically an anti-government protest. I forget specifically what it was over, but Arnold is like in the military and he's piloting the helicopter flying over it. But they have these, they were scanning all the people down below in the protest and they could see how many people were there. Like it pretty much brought up all the numbers, you know, but it was like 80s technology. So the screen didn't look like as advanced as we'd have now. But basically they were already doing this stuff in that movie. And then they told him, we need to fire on, we need to kill all these protesters, basically what they told Arnold to do, because they were anti-government, anti-military protests. So they had to kill them all to stop it. But he wasn't going to fire on innocent civilians of their own country. But the people on the plane with him basically overruled him, forced him down. They killed all the people and then blamed it on him and then put him in prison. They blamed it all on him. Said he just went rogue and killed all these people. Let's throw him in prison. And that's what they did. You think that stuff's not happening today?
So what do you think they're looking for, or what do you think they're doing?
I think maybe you're right. They could just be testing their own technology. I don't think they're looking for anything specifically. There's nothing they're looking for. If they're looking for something, they're going to already know where it is.
I was going to say, like, they're talking about a lot of the thoughts was that they're looking for yellow cake.
They would know where it is already.
That's what I'm saying. If there was visible or enough nuclear materials to make a big dirty bomb, to make whatever... And I get that they wouldn't want to panic the populace, they would have found it very quickly.
If people don't already understand, they're already recording everything we do and say around our cell phones. Everything's being recorded. Everything. So if you're going to, unless someone just in just talked about it secretly to where they kind of got feelers out, there's something here. Let's scan everywhere from Maine to Florida to see if we can at least get a idea of where it is. And all the way out west.
I heard some of the talk was that it could be that same experiment I was just talking about for nuclear materials.
What do you mean?
That basically they hit it themselves to see if they could find it.
If the AI drones can find
it? Or people, or the team they're piloting, basically testing it to where they hit enough to be radioactive enough to detect it.
Yeah.
But maybe not enough to really, you know, do a ton with.
So that's just so if that's the case,
well, government's done experiments on populists 100 times.
Look at Tuskegee experiments.
Oh my gosh,
that's a good one to point the finger at.
There's a DW episode those guys did called "The Government Wouldn't Do That, Would They?"
Right.
It just was talking about the horrible things they've done to a lot of U.S. citizens as a whole, a lot of black people.
Yes, for sure.
They picked on a lot of black communities. You know, well before segregation ended, because it was easy for them to pick on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Go on, sorry.
What was I saying last?
Oh, just talking about if the government did that, if they hid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if they, yeah, so let's explore that idea. If they hid it and now they're just want to test their own stuff. So what is this, just a big game that the public gets to see and has no idea what's going on?
Yeah, they just don't care.
Isn't that ridiculous? Like, it's crazy. That's our taxpayer-funded military doing stuff over our own heads that we have zero idea. What's the point of having our government and having our, you know, military protect us when we're not the everyday citizen that funds all this, that it's all for, has no idea what's going on. No idea. What world are we, or what country are we living in where that's a thing? That's just weird to me if you really step back and think about it. We don't know what's going on and we're funding it and they're doing it to us.
All right. So what else we got in the news?
We brought it up, that fog and people getting sick.
So there's just serious fog. Where was it? Atlanta, Georgia?
I think it was Georgia, Florida.
I think it's the videos I seen was Georgia. But I think it was this past Saturday as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people across the U.S. got like this intense stomach bug, apparently.
Well, I've heard it from stomach bugs to like just coughing, like their, you know, respiratory sickness.
But it also is the time, the season.
Yes, for sure.
But the stomach thing was super weird because I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, I didn't go to bed till 5 a.m. Because my stomach hurt so bad. I thought I had internal bleeding.
Mm.
I had all the kids, and I didn't have anybody come watch them. So I was like, I was really considering when Emily got off of work to go to the ER.
Yeah, is that bad?
Yeah, it was so bad. And it wasn't like...
Did you try Pepto-Bismol?
You don't think I didn't drink a half gallon of Pepto?
Yeah.
No, because it wasn't like that. If anybody didn't know, I have acid reflux, so I'm no stranger to stomach problems.
Right.
I take stuff from my stomach.
You're pretty sensitive to it. You know what it's
and
going on.
I didn't have, without being gross, it wasn't like a stomach pain where stuff was coming, right? Like, it wasn't like I wasn't keeping food down or in.
Right, yeah.
It was just pain.
Yeah.
It wasn't cramping either. It was super weird. Because I've had food poisoning a couple times, and I've had, you know, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like the, you know...
Or like gas, where it just swells up, pain, yeah, and then it goes like away. That.
Because it wasn't like a cramping where you can feel it almost like somebody's grabbing you and squeezing and letting go and squeezing and letting go. That's your muscles trying, you know, spasming. It was just like a stab. Like it was like a knife was stuck.
Mm.
It was super weird, and it still hurt. It still hurts now. I'm still sick. So I was like, well, whatever. I don't know what I got. And then like a day and a half later, I seen that everybody was complaining about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, to chronic levels. Like, people were saying that the pain was so bad out of nowhere. I don't know. It was weird. And I don't know what this fog is. There's apparently, there's a conspiracy guy. I don't know, you know. But on Instagram was showing that fog came from a spot off the Gulf that's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all this cloud cover being made.
On the weather radar, you're talking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can see just one little tiny spot. The clouds are forming. Normally, they form in belts.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they can form hundreds of different ways. They can form in one little spot like that. And if there's, like, I don't know, water spout, I don't know how it works. But it looked like it was just one tiny spot, which is making all this, and it was going over the coastline.
Right, yeah. And, you know, whether that that spot is making this or not. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's that's tangible evidence, you know, proof that something is being created right there. You know, whether cloud for some maybe weather anomaly, clouds are being formed right there. Maybe it's a pressure zone for some.
No idea.
But either way, it's something you can point your finger at and see physically. Okay, there is something forming right there.
Yeah, you can.
Whether it's natural or not, we don't know. We don't know. We can't say. But there's something.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
There is something.
And the fog really reminded me of the Canadian wildfires a couple of years back.
Yeah, that was weird, yeah.
Where it kind of sucked to be outside for periods of time.
That was like almost a, like it was a few day period stretch.
It was almost a week.
Almost a week, yeah.
It was almost a week.
But there was those like 3 or 4 days where it was really eerie.
The days we did the documentary.
Yeah, it was.
The giant catfish documentary.
Yep. You couldn't see out, like...
It looked like we were on a massive lake.
Lake, yeah. You couldn't see the other side. It looked like Lake Erie.
But it did. It really did. It looked like the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And that one boat in the background.
The one,
like
yeah.
Sea monster.
That was nuts.
There's other boats out there. He was just the one that was close enough to actually come through the fog.
And events or moments like this, easily, you know, they get memory hold. Because just everything's happening so much throughout the week. Big things happen and change so fast nowadays, you know, as compared to when I was like a kid, major stuff like this didn't just happen every week. I mean, not like this, the fog in particular, but just things that are just weird, I guess. And now it's just Canadian wildfires. I almost forgot all about that.
Oh.
But that was weird.
That's another thing I have. Or do you have anything else to add about the poisonous fog?
It's just odd and weird. And people are noticing, people are recording it. I just wonder, you know, how long, you know, let's try to remember this at least 3 months in advance and just see how much weird stuff's going on. If we can point back to like this moment.
And I remember when we were on with Tony, he was talking about that guy that predicted in December that there was going to be a massive UFO invasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Staged or whatever, you know, and he was right. There's a couple days off of his guess,
mm-hmm.
but he was right.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
drones,
hundreds of UFOs, hundreds, not thousands.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons and tons of wildfires in the Southern Hemisphere right now. South America's
didn't know that
burning to a crisp, and nobody's talking about it.
Didn't know that at all.
It should finish off the rainforest.
Wow.
The rainforest. Maybe I didn't know. There's still big chunks of the Amazon rainforest left, but like I think it's less than a third what it was 100 years ago.
That's insane.
Because it's all turned to farmland.
Which yeah, and you know who's calling those shots or. I think it's major corporations and people who own the wealth in the world are just decimating the world to make their profits better and bigger, to keep them in power longer, and decimating not only the earth, but the people that live here, everybody, humanity. It's anti-human. Stop tearing down nature to put up concrete nature. It's like... I don't know. I just can't stand big cities. I can't stand it anymore. It's just to the point where it's it's destroying the world. It's destroying the, I don't know, the natural processes of Earth.
We're going to do an episode, I think, about the water cycle. I sent you a video about a, oh gosh, he was on the board for the U.S., oh, I just forgot, USDA.
Mm-hmm.
And he is off the board because he was talking about paying farmers to put in corrugated pipe, to put in drainage pipe on soil that doesn't need drained.
Yeah.
And how we broke the water cycle. That's probably why we're having these, you know, season.
Oh, he pointed this stuff out?
Yeah.
Okay, and so they're like,
to retire.
They're like, you got to go. This isn't.
But we broke the water cycle. We broke a bunch of stuff. I mean, the oceans are dying. I mean, there's a Texas-sized friggin' pile of trash in the middle of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've hurt the planet. A planet can heal if we start doing better.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, we've heard a lot of things.
There's always time to make things better. We just got to start doing it.
So, like,
and holding people accountable that are wrecking everything.
Well, technically, we'll never wipe off all life on the planet. We'll just make it inhabitable to us.
Right, exactly, yeah.
There'll be tardigrades.
That was a George Carlin bit. It's like people that are all about, you know, save the planet, you know, and they make all this stuff, which, yeah, they're right, but they're not saving the planet. What their interests are self, or it's self-interest. They want to save us. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else I see in the news. Oh, an unfortunate thing we talked about this morning was two men in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Lost their life looking for Bigfoot on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They just found him, I think, yesterday or
today. They found their bodies?
What? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess.
You maybe even get coffee out when we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Because they found him today, I think this morning as of recording this.
Oh, okay. Well, at least there's closure. It's not like a mystery.
Two guys went looking for Bigfoot on Christmas.
That's sad.
Out in the Pacific rainforest, and I don't have any information past that, you know, whether they fell down a ravine or...
Right, yeah.
Because they lived there. It wasn't like they were strangers to nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's just either way, it means but it
was
dangerous.
I know it was very rainy from the pictures I seen of the search and rescue.
Mm, okay.
It got very cold at night. So I did see that, I think it said they died from exposure.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, people underestimate the cold.
Especially when it's wet.
Like I said, I've had my hair freeze off, like chunks of my hair I could break off with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You will die very fast.
Oh, for sure, yes.
I had propane heaters, and I remember that day, I had two propane heaters running, and I don't think I got the shanty above like 35 degrees.
Cold.
But it was 60 degrees warmer than it was outside.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was still...
Paradise.
When you were outside walking around, it felt... a lot better. I remember that was the day I seen an eagle that couldn't fly up there because it had too much ice on it.
Jeez.
And it was all mad because it was trying to get away from people. And it was near a parking lot, so nobody was like messing with it.
Yeah.
But there's people close to it, you know, getting stuff in and out of trailers and stuff like that, so it was bothered.
Bald eagle?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Up on Burnt, there's tons of them.
Yeah. Those are cool animals.
But very neat. So I'm trying to think. Yeah, so that's very unfortunate. And be careful going out, you know, looking for Bigfoot's fun, and it's a passion.
But it is nature.
You got to respect nature.
Yes.
Especially when you're out in the mountains, you're out in the Pacific Northwest, you're out in the desert. It's not, and I love hiking hills because it's accessible, right? We talk about handicapped trails.
Absolutely,
in hiking hills. And there's, I think, plenty of times you can run into a Bigfoot in hiking hills. So you don't have to go out into the Pacific rainforest to go, you know, maybe have a chance of running into one. But when you go into these environments, you got to respect them. I used to do survival camping, and I'm much more out of shape now than I ever was when I was doing that stuff. But you learn to respect things real quick. Cause when it's raining and you can go inside and change clothes, you don't ever take into consideration how cold rain can make you.
Oh yes. Wet clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. Like, you don't have a change. Like, that's what I'm wearing.
Yep, you're stuck in it.
And sweat. You know how we talk about it when we're ice fishing, like, try not to sweat
because
you're going to freeze to death when you cool down.
I learned that from Les Stroud.
Yeah.
He always made that point on his show.
When you're out in the real, real cold,
yeah,
try not to sweat.
Work only so much to...
Take your time.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think of what else is going on in the news. It's been so crazy. It's like...
Well, yeah, this whole end of the year season has been crazy, especially around Christmas time. With that fog thing, someone posted a patent, and they said, oh, you don't believe, like, this fog is not normal, look up this patent number. And I looked it up. It's patent number, let's see here. It's U.S. patent number 1338343. So if anyone wants to look it up, and it is the patent for the process and apparatus for the production of intense artificial clouds, fog, or mists. And this was back in, first filed in 1917. But basically, it was just this device, a machine that
made fog,
artificial fog. It looks like aerosol. I mean, I could dig into the, I could read the whole patent here, but
I sent you a whole video of chemtrails, a video of them making them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that video I sent you?
Maybe I can't remember. I've seen a few of them. So
but an actual like. I'm actually making chemtrails. It's the first video I've ever seen where it was.
Oh, on the back of the plane where it's shooting out? Oh, yeah, and they're controlling it, and they got the huge tanks lined up in the whole back of the plane.
It wasn't the whole back of the plane. It was, I can't remember, it was a commercial cargo plane.
Mm-hmm. But tanks. They got those huge tanks.
They had two.
Yeah.
And they were kind of hidden.
Ain't that nuts? Yeah. Oh, but people, you know, no. You know, they can't do that. They can't. Two, they wouldn't. Please.
I don't know what the purpose is, I guess. Maybe making a fence for atmospheric creatures so they stop eating us.
Maybe. Oh, or it could be something way more nefarious.
It could be.
It could be something that has to do with controlling weather. Whether or not getting just these particles in the atmosphere to where you can, you know, manipulate them through frequency. You know, it could just be something like that. It could be something that wants to make us all sick. It could be something that blocks certain light waves from coming through from the sun. You know, it could be blocking all the vitamin D from the UV rays we need to get. It could be anything nefarious like that. I don't know what it is for, but what we do know is we can look up in the sky and see in these trails behind these planes, some just magically go away after like a second it's behind the plane. Some linger up in the air for 2 or 3 hours. You tell me that they're the same thing because I will not believe you. When two things act completely different, I can't believe that they're the same exact thing. Just not gonna. And you watch the time. There's time-lapse videos of these planes flying over in one area in the sky all day, leaving these trails. And then you just see the trail hang up in the sky. And then, oh, that's weird. 3 hours later, the whole sky is cloudy, which maybe just coincidence, though. You know, maybe.
Anything else in the news you really want to talk about? I got one. An extinct species of bird or parakeet in Australia was just discovered.
Ooh, that's news.
So you talk for a second while I look this up.
In Australia, you say? Mm-hmm. A parakeet. Well, if you're on our Patreon, you would have heard yesterday we talked about making up a cryptid and how to make cryptids and at least the ones that we know, not cryptids as far as Bigfoot, but extinct animals or unextinct animals. Are animals that are out of place. The biggest factor is us killing them.
Yeah, we did it a lot. I believe it was the paradise parrot. Not a parakeet, I'm sorry. No, it was night parrots.
Okay.
So night parrots have been thought to be extinct for over 100 years, and they just found a colony of them. So they found three colonies of them, and the colonies coincide... because they're ground parrots. They coincide with dingo populations.
Okay.
So they are only found with high populations of dingoes.
Okay.
And they figured it out. It's because that's the only spot where feral cats and feral foxes
Gotcha. The dingoes are protecting them from the cats.
You know, not on purpose, but yeah.
But, right. I mean, in a sense, yeah.
The dingoes want to eat the foxes and the cats.
Yeah. That's nuts. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you have one more thing?
I just got this fun little thing to read. You know the pharmaceutical company Bayer, right?
Oh, sure.
Bayer, which they were a...
aspirin.
Yes, Bayer. They made aspirins. They made aspirins, but Bayer is a German company that was, I believe, founded under Nazi regime, Nazi rule.
Probably.
But Bayer...
Wasn't Volkswagen, too?
Maybe. Maybe. Either way, Bayer, you know, maybe not the most ethical... company, like you just said, killed a bunch of kids, right? But no, they're fine. Bayer. Monsanto, we know them. They're a pesticide company. Well, Bayer bought Monsanto. Bayer makes drugs for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You know, the, You know what that is. You have a very personal...
It's what my mom had.
Monsanto makes the chemical called glyphosate to spray on our food. Glyphosate causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Any produce you buy at the store, guys, rinse in hot water.
So, you're right, exactly. To get
hot.
That, yes.
Because heat is a catalyst for chemical responses.
Yes.
So it'll help
dissolve
them faster.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do it. It won't get rid of everything. It'll make it a lot safer. Hot water.
Exactly. So Bayer Pharmaceutical Company owns the company that causes, that sprays.
Lymphoma.
Yes. That causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
There you go.
So then they're in turn then treating it.
So let's wrap it up here. I'm going to do the Patreon members shout outs for this week.
Oh, there we go.
Thomas Foxworthy. Welcome and thank you.
Well, welcome, Thomas.
Big Papa.
Oh.
Welcome and thank you.
We need Big Papa and the corn cult.
Tom Wayne. Thank you.
Welcome, Tom.
A. Frag.
A. Frag.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Or Frig. Frag. It's New Zealand, I believe. Anyways.
Either way, welcome.
Ron Durup.
Ron.
From Akron area.
Oh, all right.
He's Ohio Corn guy. Shirt's dad.
Oh, nice. Corn Shirt's dad. Welcome, Ron.
Deacon Gonzala. Welcome, Deacon.
Welcome, Deacon.
And he put in his comments, joining because he ran out of free episodes. Impressive.
Well, I'm glad that you like us enough that you're joining like that. It's pretty awesome.
Gary S.
Gary. Oh, we know Gary.
Yeah, I think it's the same Gary. I'm gonna assume.
I'm assuming it is. Welcome, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you guys all for joining.
Yes, we really appreciate it. It helps keep this show going. It helps pay Mr. E's bills.
It does a lot.
Yes. You're helping raise his children.
Yeah, you are. And maybe buying a Argo Bigfoot. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out, see how that goes.
So a couple things real quick. Trying to save, maybe save in front of house for the end. We have two live shows scheduled, Arkansas in April and here in Ada in
Ohio,
June.
In June.
The tickets you can get below. I think the tickets for Arkansas are a third the way sold out already.
Awesome.
So if you want that, get them now.
We're doing that show with Drunken Cryptids' Matthew Orton.
Yep. Super excited for that. I love Arkansas. I've never been to that part of Arkansas very long. I've been through, it's northern Little Rock, I believe.
Okay.
I've been through Little Rock. I haven't stopped in Little Rock.
Right.
I drove through Little Rock.
Yeah.
And we're doing the June show in Ada with
Michael Thompson, famous author.
Famous author.
He will be discussing sea monsters and we will be discussing UFOs.
Yeah. There may be a couple more announced as we go on. We're in the talks with several speaking engagements for next year, so be on the lookout for some of those.
If you'd like us to speak in or near your hometown, please just email us. Reach out to us.
Yeah.
Show us interest, and we'll start looking around in those areas.
Yeah, or if you run an event and you want us to speak, we're fairly cheap.
Absolutely.
Anything else you can think of? I'm trying to think. Thank you guys for the amazing support with the book. Most of you guys loved it. One of you guys hated it, and I'm sorry.
We'll see.
But thank you guys for the support with that. It really has been a fun process. Looking forward to doing it again. A little bit bigger the next time.
Yeah.
The next book I plan on just making like an encyclopedia. Here you go.
We'll see. Let's not go too overboard.
Here, read this.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of anything else. Super excited. Hi, Bigfoot Jamboree. There's going to be speaker announcements soon. There's going to be MC announcements. There's going to be DJ announcements.
New events happening. Announcements. Yes.
Yeah, so get onto the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree on Facebook or Instagram for those to be watching for those things. If you're interested in vending, we're going to reach out to our previous vendors first. We opened up a bunch more slots though this year. So there will be vending opportunities available as well. If you make anything locally or if you come from far, I think our farthest vendor was it North Carolina last year?
Probably.
Because the Texas guys wanted to come, but they couldn't. They had an event that
right, yeah,
already.
Well, hopefully next year we got some California ones too, especially like maybe singing.
Oh yeah,
maybe performing. We'll see.
I gotta call him.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I've been the great and powerful Mr. E,
and I've been JClone99.
We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.